This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Welcome. In the news over the past month, the launch and testing of the CHEOPS mission and a possibly volcanically active Venus. So first up, in late December, the CHEOPS mission launched. It stands for Characterising Exoplanet Satellite, and as the name suggests, it's a mission aimed at determining better the properties of exoplanets. The main goal will be to look for transiting exoplanets that have already been discovered and make accurate measurements of their size. We can combine this with good estimates of their mass, which we should get from transiting, and then from that we can get an average density. Average density should give us a reasonable idea of their composition. It won't be perfect as we're using a planetary average, but as you can expect, we can compare this to the density of known materials and the planets that we know, and get a reasonable idea of what they're made of. Other goals of the mission include detecting transits for exoplanets which have previously been discovered by other methods, for example radial velocity measurements. As I said, it was launched late December, and on the 8th of January the telescope electronics were turned on. Everything has gone so far as planned. The CCD has also been tested by taking a picture with the telescope cover closed. As we know, this should produce a dark picture, and it gives us a good indication of whether the imaging systems are working. And as of now, it's going expected. The temperature's stable, and the electronics are working well. Interestingly, CHEOPS wasn't the only satellite in that launch. It was a secondary payload to a satellite of the Italian Space Agency, a second-generation Cosmos SkyMed satellite, and three CubeSats were also launched in the same rocket. Cosmos SkyMed is, at the moment, a constellation of four satellites used by the Italian Space Agency for radar-based observations of Earth, so observations from the sky, focusing, as the name SkyMed suggests, on the area around the Mediterranean. The satellites are coming to the end of their expected life, so Generation 2 was commissioned around 2015. It'll be two satellites, this one and another launched sometime this year, which aim to replace the old constellation. They should also make some improvements to the quality of the image they can record, for example an improvement on the spatial resolution that they can see down to. One of the CubeSats in the launch is also quite an interesting idea. It's called OpSat, and it's designed to be a platform to experiment with mission control for satellites using more powerful computers. You see, if there's new control system software that the European Space Agency wants to test,